This is What's on Your Mind, coming to you live and direct today from Washington, D.C., and we're actually up on Capitol Hill for our broadcast today, the third of four broadcasts. We'll be here as well tomorrow, and looking forward to our conversation with, among others, Congresswoman Kristi Noem of South Dakota tomorrow, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who's certainly a force for the conservative cause up on Capitol Hill. Be chatting with her as well, and looking forward to that conversation tomorrow on the program. I'm forgetting somebody else that I know is on the show as well. Paul Ryan. How could I forget Paul Ryan, former vice presidential candidate, member of Congress from Wisconsin. He'll be joining us on the program tomorrow, and, of course, we always want to know what's on your mind. So any questions for any of those guests, you can get them on Facebook today for us, and we'll certainly get those in front of them. Congressman Kevin Cramer momentarily for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments welcome for him at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Email questions or comments welcome as well. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. A few questions have already come in via our hotline, and we always welcome those calls in advance. That number, if you want to jot this down, sorry to be throwing a blizzard of numbers at you, is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776 as well. Lynn Helms on the program Friday. We'll be back in North Dakota, but look forward to our chat with Lynn Helms, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, a busy guy with everything going on in oil and gas development in the state. So look forward to our conversation with him as well coming up Friday on the program. And next week at a busy one as well. We'll be crisscrossing the state. I know we're back in Tioga on Thursday, a week from tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So look forward to that as well. Friday, we'll be coming to you live. This is a week from Friday the 7th from the Bakken Opportunities Conference at the Golden Valley Country Club in Minneapolis metro area. So isn't that something? The Bakken's a big deal even down there in the Twin Cities, but we know that. It's a big deal everywhere. So anyway, just a little bit of an update there. I want to thank our friends from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas for sponsoring our special broadcast from Washington, D.C. Credit unions across the Dakotas have been serving their members for nearly 100 years, providing them with a member-owned, not-for-profit alternative to traditional banking. Credit unions are different. Unlike banks that generate profits for a few investors, Dakota credit unions return their earnings back to their members here at home in the form of lower rates and reduced fees. And credit unions know their members and have an appreciation for what makes their local services great. Family, community, hard work, faith in tomorrow, and the freedom to make local decisions. If you're a credit union member, you know of what I speak. You know the credit union difference. If you're not a credit union member, visit asmarterchoice.org. asmarterchoice.org to see which Dakota credit union can show you the advantage of a credit membership. So look forward to that as well. I don't know if we want to try Congressman Cramer on the phone, but let me go to Steve, who's eastbound on 94 here first up, and then we're waiting for Congressman Cramer to make his way. We're on the Senate side on Capitol Hill. He's on the House side, and that's no easy feat. But if you want to get your calls in, now'd be the time to do it. He'll be joining us shortly. We're also going to chat with some of our friends from the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas. I want to talk a little bit about regulation and interact with Congressman Cramer when he comes up here as well. And here's Steve, eastbound on 94. Glad you're listening on What's on Your Mind. Steve, tell us.
Hey, Scott. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Good. I have the pleasure of working with both Steve and Robbie. I work with Steve's credit union, and we affiliated with the association and have direct contact with many of the credit unions and other financial institutions across North Dakota. And I could not agree with those gentlemen more with regard to the regulatory environment that's been put in place through Dodd-Frank and other regulations. It's simply insane. This consumer protection board that they put in place, delegating authority on consumer lending laws to a single person that heads that board, I truly believe that's not constitutional. But that said, anything Kevin Cramer can do to assist in reducing the regulatory burden, whether it be consumer lending or commercial lending or whatever it would be for any of the financial institutions in North and South Dakota, would be an absolute home run.
All right, this sounds like a question for Robbie Thompson, President and CEO of the Credit Union Association, Steve Davis from Capital Credit Union. What do you guys think about Steve's comments there?
Well, I think he's right on in terms of the burden that we see especially coming from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is the new regulatory agency created out of Dodd-Frank. And where it's really affecting more than any place else is with the mortgage regulations. We just, we're in the process right now of implementing about 2,000 pages of new compliance regulations on mortgages. And the person that's going to be impacted by this is the consumer, because there's actually, with the qualified mortgage rules, they're going to, a lot of people are not going to be able to get loans that they would have otherwise been able to get.
The qualified what?
That's what's called the qualified mortgage rule, and essentially says that if you are if you don't meet certain criteria, we can't actually give you a loan. If we do, we take on some additional risk and liability. And a lot of credit unions are deciding that that's really not something that they want to do. And a lot of banks are too. They're subject to these rules. So there's the burden. Just it's really what we call the crisis of creeping complexity in compliance, because it's not one rule. It's another one on top of another one on top of another one. It's privacy rules. It's deposit account rules. It's lending rules. It's CFPB rules on data security. I mean, we just have, you know, at one point in time, I think we estimated we had 72,000 pages of rules that we have to kind of try to comply with, and it's impossible for a smaller financial institution, and of course, who gets that gets passed down to the consumer in terms of the cost.
Steve, this from the standpoint of someone that, you know, meeting every day with folks that are looking to grow their business or, you know, purchasing things for their family and just have access to this, what is the impact on them? What's the impact on the consumer of all this regulation Steve's talking about here?
No, Scott, there truly is an impact, and I think we all would agree that there is a need for regulation to protect the best interest of our consumers and our members. But for every minute we're spending trying to comply with the regulation and the size and the scope and the speed of which they've been coming out, it's been very difficult. It's been truly a challenge. And every minute we're doing that, we're probably not giving the best member service that we could. And that's what we're here for, and that's what we're all about as credit unions.
You know, what bugs me is that it seems like all the regulation, Rob, you talk about, and all the myriad of complex regulation is designed to prevent against sins that never happened in the Dakotas anyway.
You're absolutely right. I mean, banks and credit unions in North Dakota are good, solid lenders. They've done good things, and they've done things responsibly. And we're paying the price for a few bad actors, mostly on the other coast. And you know, it's not fair.
Scott, may I make one more comment?
Of course.
What I wanted to comment is that when you look at those regulations that come out, the assumption is that, you know, as Robbie said, that, you know, they're inferring that credit unions and or banks are doing something bad, that they're treating their customers or members poorly. Nothing could be further from the case. If you ask Steve Davis, you know, to draw a circle around their main branch there in Bismarck and show how many other financial institutions there are that they're competing with, there's no way. If Capital Credit Union does not give the best possible deal for their members every day, they will go to another credit union or another community bank within walking distance. So this national federal regulation assumption that credit unions and or community banks are out to get their customers or members is insane.
Yeah. It sure is. I mean, again, I mean, it's crazy. And I think in general, you kind of get fed in the mainstream media this idea, banks bad. Oh, you know, save us, members of Congress, from these big bad banks. And yet what's happening is you're hurting the people that you're purporting to want to help here. So it really is unfortunate. I don't know that we do a good enough job of just connecting the dots to people to say, okay, here's what Congress is doing, here's what they're requiring, and here's how it impacts your bottom line. Here's what it costs you. Because, Steve, I would imagine you've got to do higher fees, you've got to charge more interest rates. I mean, it would cost less to have, and it's not like you're not saying we want to follow the rules. You were. These are again, sins that were, you know, occurring elsewhere. But, I mean, can you quantify it for the consumer and what it costs them? I mean, is it higher interest rates? Is it higher fees? How does it real world-wise impact the consumer?
You know, there definitely has to be some impact that could be quantified. We have not gone through that exercise, but probably very important to do so, to be able to communicate that ultimate cost, or maybe equally as important, that opportunity cost, and that's getting back to every minute we're spending complying with the regulation, we're probably not able to give that superior service we're accustomed to the member. It may be an overused term of late, unintended consequences, and that's what we're dealing with today.
Yeah, no kidding. Steve, appreciate the call. Thanks. Good
Thank
question. Let's get Betty and Woodward in here quickly. Betty, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. This question is for Mr. Kramer again. I just wanted to let him know that none of us are forgetting. We really need to know where we're at with getting an oversight hearing out here. we keep hearing, be patient, and things are coming, and things are coming, but things are going pretty slow, and these kids are in a real pickle.
You're talking about kids where, Betty?
Out at Spirit Lake Nation, out on the reservation here in North Dakota.
Right. Exactly right. Okay. And the oversight you're talking about is something that Congressman Kramer is working on to get scheduled out there. And you're calling to let us know, if not this week, how about next week? If not next week, how about the week after that, right?
Exactly. We're not asking for, I think it's important for everybody to know that we're not saying they need more money. This is not about money. It's about holding people accountable for the jobs they've already got and they've been paid for.
Well said, Betty. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Congressman Kramer, when we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Tom in Jamestown. While we wait for Congressman Kevin Kramer, let's get your comment here on the deficit. I understand you want to talk about it. Is that right, Tom?
Well, I want to talk about the deficit, and I have a question for Congressman Kramer that I've brought up before. And that is that a while back there was a bipartisan committee that was formed that had some suggestions that would help to reduce the deficit, and it would put us on track to get the deficit reduced to the point where we would have some breathing room as far as if we would have rampant inflation or deflation, which could either one of which could absolutely destroy our economy as we know it. So the question I have is, why aren't these things being implemented, number one? And number two, why do we continue to spend money that we don't have on various programs? The Farm Bill could be one of them. $750 billion will be spent. All three of our representatives, Heitkamp, Hoeven, and Representative Kramer, have all said that there was some success in that bill due to the fact that they cut $23 billion out of the food stamp program, the way I understand it, which is 1% of the total allocation in that area. It's absolutely nothing. It's totally meaningless. So I would like for you to ask him these questions, and I'm really curious as to what the plan is to get us out of the deficit.
Yeah, and, you know, as the one thing I will just anticipate part of his answer is, number one, they'd obviously share your frustration about the challenge in doing that, and knowing that in the case of the Republicans in the House, they control one half of one third of the government, that it's difficult to do when you have the administration that really wants to spend and really has come in from day one about with a mindset, a way of thinking that you spend your way to prosperity, right? That the stimulus from more spending, a bigger deficit, will in some way pay dividends. It'll fix the economy. How's that working out for us, Tom? Not too well.
The example that I gave, kind of tells the story. All three of our representatives here in conservative North Dakota said that it was, the way I interpreted anyway, that it was a pretty positive thing with the Farm Bill, considering the fact that $23 billion was cut out of food stamps, which is totally, completely meaningless when it comes to the deficit. It means nothing. It's 1% of one program. It means nothing. And so they're giving a false impression to people out there that the deficit is somehow, you know, being controlled and that we're gaining ground on it. It's getting worse and worse every day. And when you have kids and you have grandkids, you tend to think, what in the world is going to happen here as far as, are they going to have the same kind of economy that we get to enjoy? And these people that we elect on both sides of the aisle, I mean, are they smoking dope somewhere where they don't understand this? They're all very, very intelligent people.
Right. Well, again,
very ambitious people.
Congressman Kramer's here, so we're going to have him answer this question for you.
Yeah.
And joining us by phone, making his way over to where we're at. But, Kevin, I don't know how much of that you heard, but essentially Tom's frustrated that we're talking about progress in bringing down the deficit when it's really just a minuscule amount, saying how can we say, for instance, in the Farm Bill, that was progress by that tiny amount of food stamp cut. And I guess what I was trying to say to Tom is, it seems to me we're forgetting where we started. But
I'd like it to be more. I mean, I'd like to have it been a lot more in terms of cuts on the food stamp side. But with regard to the deficit, sometimes I think, and Tom sounds like he probably understands this pretty well, but the deficit and the debt are not the same thing. The debt is the accumulation, is a result of the accumulation of deficit. But the deficit is actually half today of what it was just 4 years ago. So we are making progress, but it's still a deficit. It's still, in other words, it's still spending more money than we're taking in. It's just that we're spending less money, and we're taking in more. So we're getting it closer, like I said, about half. But to really deal with it, we can't get to balance without dealing with the mandatory spending side, especially without dealing with Social Security and Medicare. And here's why. I know some people will argue, and there are callers to the show that will argue about what that exactly means and why is Social Security part of the debt, because Social Security is actually solvent. And while it is solvent, it owns the biggest part of the debt. It is by far the largest holder of the debt of the federal government. The Social Security Administration takes the trust fund, buys And you know, we hear that China is the biggest holder. They're not. The Social Security Trust Fund is the biggest holder of our debt. So Tom's fundamentally right, but so are we when we say that, for example, the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill resulted in the same number of deficit reduction dollars, if you will, as the entire budget deal did that was passed in January that was compromised between the two chambers. So we are making progress, obviously not as much as I'd like, and if we, you know, if we win more elections in the Senate next go-round, maybe we can make bigger strides.
Yeah, Tom, appreciate the call. Thanks. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. I want to quickly ask about another question on the Farm Bill. We had a caller earlier and say, you know what, I don't get crop insurance protection similar in my business. Why is it that farmers are running around with their palms out looking for help for us when we have the economy the way we
sure.
do? And just basically it was a little antagonistic to the farm program in general. What
sure.
would you say to that?
Well, there are a couple of things that every country protects. One is that their food supply, another is their energy supply, and North Korea just happens to be rich in both. A stable, safe, and secure food supply is critical to a nation's security, and that's why we invest differently, I think, in agriculture than we invest in other industries. This is supply for our own domestic use is so darn critical. The other thing about agriculture, it is the biggest factor in terms of trade surplus. So while we have a trade deficit in the global marketplace as a country, we have a trade surplus with food. And I think the same thing could be said eventually of energy if we continue to develop it at the rate we are and the rate we're able to. So food, energy, food fiber, fuel are things that, you know, countries have always protected public policy. But I will say that the crop insurance program is it's a major policy shift from right up until this year, which was direct payments. So crop insurance it may end up saving you a lot more even if we, you know, if we don't utilize the insurance, if you will. In other words, this is the federal program is a premium support program. If there aren't claims made and we have some good years where there are fewer claims made, for example, you're going to end up seeing, much less revenue from the government spent on it. And I hope, and I'm committed to working as long as I'm here, toward even making that more efficient, making it more private sector driven to the point where it can be an actuarially sound program that doesn't demand as much public support.
Yeah, that's one thing I was trying to impress on the caller as well, that the reduction in direct payments is a pretty significant change in this, the overall mentality of that. More coming up. Bob from Grand Forks next with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Don't touch that dial, folks. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
What's on your mind, friends? We are live and direct from Capitol Hill today at Washington, D.C., Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kramer, who was in a hearing. The reason he started a little bit late today on the program was he was in a hearing actually on veterans issues and hiring veterans specifically in the oil patch. That's an issue that is just near and dear to my heart, so I'm dying to hear more about this hearing, but it went long and he ended up being part of the questioning. So he was joining us walking to our location here on Capitol Hill a moment ago, and now he just hung up because he said, I'm almost there. So he'll be behind the microphone in a second here, and we'll start with Devin and Hebron, who has a question on the debt as well. We have some off-air calls that have come in on a number of issues, including, let's see here, we've got the farm bill, we've got conservation compliance. Yeah, we got the question on ways and means and that committee and some tax reform. So a lot of issues that are coming in. Others welcome here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your email questions or comments. You can also go to our Facebook page. I want to thank our friends with the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas for bringing you our special broadcast from Washington this week. Credit unions across the Dakotas have been serving their members for nearly 100 years. Member-owned, not-for-profit alternative to traditional banking. So thank them as well. Tomorrow on the program, just give you a little heads up, it'll be our final day from Washington this week. And among our guests, Congressman Paul Ryan will be here. Look forward to that conversation with Congressman Ryan, who, of course, chairs the House Budget Committee. And Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will be here, as well as Congresswoman Kristi Noem of South Dakota. And without any further ado, live behind the microphone, living the craziest schedule of any person known to a man, Congressman Kevin Kramer, back with us on the program. I tell you, the schedule you guys keep pretty extraordinary.
Well, it's great to be here in Omaha with you, Scott.
You feel like you walked to Omaha from the Capitol? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my gosh. Well, here's the deal. We were in a hearing in the Natural Resources Committee that I'm a member of, specifically Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources. And the hearing was an oversight hearing on the issue of veterans and hiring them in the energy industry. So we have this one industry that's doing really well in America, and we have veterans, especially post 9/11 veterans,
underemployed.
The unemployment rate is over 14% for veterans between the ages of 18 and 24, and it's over 10% from 25 to 34 in a boom. That's not possible. That should not be right. And so what we were doing, and the reason, frankly, I stuck around a little long was because I was actually in the process of questioning, when I should have been right on there with you, questioning a number of industry folks who love, by the way, to hire veterans. And it's a very interesting little issue that we really revealed today, and we need to get cracking on it, frankly. The demand is great. People who hire veterans, once they're convinced, take, for example, Baker Hughes, which is a big service company in the Bakken. Their veterans liaison was one of the witnesses. He said, sometimes it's hard to get over the whole, what's your resume like, what kind of, you know, education do you have issue, because what they've learned is the fact that they are a veteran already has a multiplier impact that's greater than the resume would be if it had the right training and the right experience on it, right? So it's the pressure cooker of war. It's the, you know, it's the loyalty. It's the clear thinking. It's the work ethic.
Yeah, look up from the resume. Look at the character of the person sitting across the desk from you.
Precisely. So, right, you can't tell that. So they don't have any trouble anymore convincing the boss they had to hire veterans. So my question was, well, what should we be doing on the supply side then? And, of course, it comes down to things like, as simple as the GI Bill, which these are my words, not theirs, but to summarize it, basically biases a veteran toward more traditional higher education than, say, the skills trade. So you use up all of your GI Bill, you know, staying in a dorm or housing on campus, you know, $10,000 of semester tuition, all to get a degree that maybe will get you a $40,000 a year job, or you could go get your CDL and make $80,000 or $100,000 a year working for Jim Arthod, Sean Hannity's new best friend.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a great interview, by the way.
That's in a nutshell the whole summary of the oversight hearing that I just left. And so the challenge is, how, you know, we need to fix it.
You know, one other thing, we'll get back to the calls. I was down when the Bison played in Frisco. I went over to the Bush Institute, did a show from the Bush Library. One of George W. Bush's main missions right now is getting veterans hired, and they found the biggest problem is there's an inordinate amount of groups, nonprofit groups, that want to help veterans, but it's just like it's almost another layer of bureaucracy, because there's like 40,000 nonprofit groups that are designed to help veterans,
yes,
and nobody knows what the other one's doing.
It's an industry in and of itself.
It is.
When the reality is, so I have a veterans advisory board, a number of veterans organizations that are represented that advise me.
We have one of your members that's helping us out here today.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Rusty Ort, Purple Heart recipient, wounded warrior, Iraq War vet, who serves on Kevin's Veterans Advisory Board.
And he blocks and tackles for radio talk show hosts better than anybody I've ever seen.
Doesn't he? He's my wingman. I'd be lost without him.
Very good at it. And so, so one of the members of my advisory board is Clint Romachet, lives in Minot, works for KS Industries out of Tioga, of course, a Medal of Honor recipient of a year ago, great spokesman both for veterans as well as for the oil and gas industry. So, you know, it's all I can say is what I always say, it's good to be us because we have solutions to these challenges. We just have to get the bureaucracy out of the way. And imagine a GI Bill that biases you toward a, you know, $150,000 education that may get you a job, rather than a six-week training course that'll almost certainly get you a job.
So, game changer.
It's good for veterans. It's good for our economy, and it's a bargain for the taxpayer.
Let's get to the phones here. Devin and Hebron, Bob and Grand Forks. Next up to go here, Devin. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, I just had a couple questions there. The first one was on the debt. I was kind of wondering when we're going to get a hold on it and start having a little bit more common sense. Like, we're in debt, of course, so we ought to run it more like a business. We don't need to be putting money towards prairie dogs, just as an example, that's a rodent and carries the black plague. These kind of things should be put aside until we have extra money. Not when we're in the debt. We need to harness this and get our officials back to common sense rather than putting on their Monopoly Man hat and cane.
All right, let's start there if we could, just so we can keep this rolling.
Okay, so again, I want to just be clear that the debt is what we owe. Deficit spending, I think it gets more to the prairie dog issue, Scott. And one of the things about our annual budget is that it is, you know, two-thirds non-discretionary. The one third that is discretionary is the part that we've now cut back to back. It's the first time since, by the way, the Korean War. We are actually in fiscal year 2014. Spending is now below 2009 levels. One of the things I said when I ran was I wanted to get our spending, our discretionary spending, to pre-Barack Obama levels, and we've done that. Now, there's still more that can be done, and Devin's referring to some specific waste, and there's no question there's plenty of it. But we will never even begin to touch the debt until we start dealing with Social Security, Medicare. Yes, call me reckless, a politician that dares say it. Now we have this other mandate called Obamacare, which, by the way, you know, has all of these taxes attached to it to supposedly pay for it. And as we are finding out, they don't cover it.
Devin, thanks for the call. Speaking of Obamacare, here's a call that came in on that particular topic with a question for you earlier. Go ahead and roll that.
Is accepting subsidies for health care or Obamacare for he and his staff? The simple question, I'd like a simple answer. My name is Bill. I'm from Wheatland. Bye.
It started late, I think, but
I missed a little bit of it. But basically, if I understand what he's saying, first of all, here's one of the things that I want to say about that. My rates, insurance premiums went up three times, tripled, because Congress, unlike the North Dakota government, does not pay for your health care. There's a misnomer out there that the federal government pays for it. Now, so we had to go on an exchange. I did. I shouldn't say we had to. You have to, unless you have some other form of insurance that meets the requirement. Well, we're on Obamacare, me and my family. We pay, I don't know, $1,100, $1,200 a month, something like that, for Chris, me, and Abel. Prior to that, we paid about $500, I think, $400, something like that. So it's about tripled just since Obamacare. Now, you know, I tried, and I supported, I voted for a couple of times, a bill that would require every member of Congress to go on Obamacare, regardless of what other options they had. I know Senator Hovind also, he and Mikey went on the North Dakota Exchange, bought their health care. That's a matter of integrity, in my view. No, I've never voted for Obamacare. I voted to repeal it, defund it, delay it multiple times. We're going to try it some more times again this year as people are learning just how devastating this is. But no, in solidarity with the taxpayers of this state and country, I have. Now, I think if I also understand the question, is there a employer piece of that? There is. There is a piece of it that the employer, in this case, the employer being the federal government, does cover, like many other employers cover as part of their benefits. But that we did not raise that one iota. That didn't change one bit. The only thing that changed was my portion of it, which is tripled.
Appreciate the call. Bob in Grand Forks, question on the farm bill for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Kramer. Bob.
I'd like to thank you for your work on the farm bill, but to be honest with you, I would rather have seen that it had not passed. We are turning our property rights over to Ducks Unlimited and these other radical environmental groups on this wetland issue and conservation and all this stuff. We are totally, totally giving up our property rights.
Let me piggyback on Bob's question, because calls earlier wanted us to ask specifically about, knowing that you've said previously that the Senate unfortunately ended up including the conservation compliance tied to crop insurance.
Yes.
What new legislation is underway to mitigate the damage that's going to come from
that? Okay, a couple of things. First of all, I understand Bob's point, and I think there are a lot of farmers that share that sentiment. But the problem is, had it not passed, we would not have a bill at all, and you'd still have the same situation. So you can still choose not to participate in the federal program, or at least not have it take the subsidy for the federal program. The question we're trying to get clarified is, can Bob buy it without the subsidy? And I suspect you can. I think that the actual language is clear. It's the federal subsidy that kicks in the requirement. Or insure yourself, not do it at all. So you always have that option. With regard, Ducks Unlimited was very critical of me and my amendment. They were very critical of John Hovind and his amendments. Fortunately, our amendments did pass that mitigate some of that problem, one of them being taking away the discretion from the federal government and how you manage your wetland and mitigating acre for acre in terms of drainage rather than their discretion.
Bob, hang tight. We'll answer the rest of that question on the other side of the break on the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Segment on the program today, Congressman Kevin Cramer with us and taking your calls, questions, and comments. Bob in Grand Forks had a question on the farm bill, and Bob, did we get your answer?
Well, I was going to go on to say I have a couple other comments with a question. As far as the subsidy, I did read your article, Mr. Congressman Cramer, that we can buy the crop insurance without the subsidy. so we're not entailed in these Ducks Unlimited running our production. So I'm probably going to do that. The second thing, I've been reading here and there some stories about some meetings that have been going on. One, there was an Army Corps of Engineers individual that had said something at a meeting, I think it was a tiling meeting, that you better not get caught moving a shovel full of dirt without a permit because we're going to be watching and there's going to be hell to pay. That was one comment. And I'm just wondering, after rain and we have water sitting on our crops and we want to go drain off to get excess water, are we going to go to jail? I mean, what? This is ridiculous. This would be like telling a homeowner that if Al Gore had been president, and he would have said, you have to block off one house in every home in America. You can't use it. You can't heat it. And you can't cool it to save the environment. People would be outraged. But when it's something to do with prosperity on the farm, you guys can do that and this and that. And, you know, I'm not against hunting and wildlife and all this stuff, but this is absolutely crazy. And all I can say is post your land, don't let a Ducks Unlimited person near it. And then my other comment here, there's some talk that the EPA now is trying to get into where they take over all the water in the United States, gets away from the navigable water issue. And I read an article that they said a rancher driving across his pasture, and if it happened to be a little bit wet, he could be penalized for driving across a wetland.
Well, Bob, I don't know how extreme they're willing to go, but you're not far off from things I've picked up even out here. In fact, even in questioning Gina McCarthy, the EPA administrator, about it in various hearings, I've never heard her give a real great comforting explanation of what navigable waters is in their mind, because they're talking about even intermittent water that occasionally flows places that might end up in a river that could be navigable. So you're right to be concerned, and, you know, we've actually cut the EPA budget the last couple of years as much as we were able to with Democrats in the Senate.
Maybe that's why she didn't accept your invite to come to North Dakota, but she has accepted Senator Heitkamp.
And I'm grateful she has. Yeah. I'm grateful that Senator Heitkamp has arranged for her to come. I'm grateful that she'll be available to the public, and if Bob feels like killing a day, he might want to drive over to Bismarck on Friday and visit with the administrator himself.
Bismarck and Beulah, right?
Yeah.
So she will be here on Friday. Appreciate the call. Let's. We have a question that came by email. Ask Kevin, how does a company go about trying to contact veterans to let them know of job openings? At our plant, we're having a hard time trying to contact anyone on how to go about it, says Chuck.
Well, there's a great question, Chuck, and that's one of the things we want to explore. And that's where I was sort of going today with our witnesses, because our witnesses were sort of focused on what companies can do. And I was saying, what about the supply side? What can veterans do to identify the company? So, Chuck, I don't have a great answer for you right now, but my guys are going to go to work on it. In fact, we're working on legislation as I speak. And we'll try to get something put together. Maybe we'll get something on our website, but we'll come back to it, Scott.
Off-air question about tax reform. Roll that for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hi, Kevin. This is Hal calling. Want to check to see what Dave Camp, chairman of Ways and Means Committee, is trying to do.
Yeah.
It sounds like he wants to come out with a new tax code with three rates. And what kind of sticks out to people, charities, mortgages, and state and local taxes won't be deductible on the income tax anymore. And I think it'll be something just to jump on Republicans about. I think it needs a lot more refining before it comes out. And I don't know if he's just ending his term at Ways and Means and wants to be a little bit relevant in something, but this just sounds like a terrible idea to be shown to the public. So I just kind of want to see if you're aware of it.
Yeah.
And check into it for us. Thank you.
Yeah. Boy, great question. Chairman Camp, I've not read his rollout yet. Maybe he's done it today. But
and the speaker calls it a discussion draft.
It is. It is not. It's not even a markup. It's not even a bill draft. It's just a discussion draft. And I do think you're right. It'll have two or three rates from everything I've picked up. And I talked to the chairman quite a bit about it. We're concerned about a number of things, the home mortgage deduction being one of them, certainly charity. In my mind, the charitable deduction is the most sacred of all, because charity has as its primary purpose to you know, do the work that government is picking up when charity doesn't do it. So charity really replaces government. We should never do away with that deduction. We need to hang on to the home mortgage deduction. But it is an early draft. Chairman Kemp is very relevant, but this is his last term as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee.
All right.
But there's a lot to discuss. Republicans want to deal with tax reform. That's a big issue we think we can get a jumpstart our economy with.
We're going to chat with Chairman Lucas of the Ag Committee tomorrow. Thanks for your help on that, as well as Paul Ryan, Chairman of the Budget Committee. Thanks for your help on that. And continue to get answers for our listeners back home in the Dakotas and Minnesota on these important issues. And always appreciate you joining us every week.
Always a pleasure. And Paul Ryan talks faster than Frank Lucas.
Is that right?
You'll notice. Yeah,
yeah, well, good. Then I can get more questions.
You can rapid fire answers.
That's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Thanks to the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas for sponsoring our special broadcast this week. And thanks to Congressman Kevin Cramer for joining us as well. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen. God bless you one and all, and thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.